Begin the ceremony in just a few minutes. Guests in the gallery in the rear of the chambers, good afternoon. We are proud as members of the California State Senate to welcome to our chambers 20 children and young adults who are seated on the floor, who are here today to become United States citizens. We welcome them and their families. We also welcome the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, which administers the naturalization process. We ask that you remain seated for the duration of the ceremony, and please, no flash photography. Let me just say the view from here, looking out on all of you, clearly represents the amazing diversity of our great state of California. And again, on behalf of all of my colleagues, we welcome you, and we hope this won't be your last time visiting your state Senate chambers. Now I'd like to introduce the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services Supervisor, Patsy Johnson.
Thank you very much, Senator Mitchell. We are indeed honored as representatives of United States Citizenship and Immigration Services to have an oath ceremony for these young children who are gaining citizenship through their parents. They represent the best in what America has to offer today. And I would like to thank you all so much for hosting us in this beautiful and august room with such important people as yourselves who show the importance of immigration. And now I would like to introduce the Travis Air Force Honor Guard, who will present the colors. If you would all please stand. If the Sacramento Children's Choir would please sing the Star Spangled Banner. Thank you very much, Sacramento Children's Choir, and you may be seated. I am pleased to introduce my colleague, USCIS Supervisor Mele Pele, who will present the candidates for their swearing in.
The candidates for certificates of citizenship present before the United States Department of Homeland Security, Citizenship and Immigration Services are in all respects qualified for citizenship. At this time, I would like to present the candidates for citizenship.
Thank you so very much, Supervisor Pele. I do accept these candidates. Candidates, please rise. Please raise your right hand. Please keep your hand raised through the entirety of the oath. Please repeat after me. I hereby declare on oath that I absolutely and entirely renounce and abjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty, of whom or which I have heretofore been a subject or citizen, that I will support and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. That I will bear arms on behalf of the United States when required by the law. That I perform non-combatant service in the armed forces of the United States when required by the law. That I perform work of national importance under civilian direction when required by the law, and that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. So help me God. Please help me congratulate our newest citizens. Well done, everybody. Congratulations. Supervisor Johnson, please.
And now, if you would all please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and I would like to introduce our 11-year-old volunteer from India originally, Jasgarat Gill.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
District Director, new job, new title. If you would please read the President's congratulatory remarks, and you may be seated.
Thank you, Supervisor Johnson. It is an honor for me to be able to read Mr. Obama's congratulatory message. It's an honor and privilege to call you a fellow citizen of the United States of America. This is now officially your country. Your home to protect, to defend, and to serve through active and engaged citizenship. Together, we are a nation united not by one culture or ethnicity or ideology, but by the principles of opportunity, equality, and liberty that are enshrined in our founding documents. Today marks a very special day in your life. You've traveled a long path to get here. You've sworn a solemn oath to this country, and now you have all the rights of citizenship. With the privileges of citizenship, though, come great responsibilities. And so, I ask that you use your freedoms and your talents to contribute to the good of our nation and the world. Always remember that in America, no dream is impossible. Like the millions of immigrants who have come before you, you have the opportunity to enrich this country through your contributions to civic society, business, culture, and your community. You can help write the next great chapter in our American history. And together, we can keep the beacon that is America burning bright for all the world to see. I am proud to welcome you as a new citizen of this country. May God bless you, and may God continue to bless the United States of America. Barack Obama, President of the United States. Congratulations again to all of you. What a memorable day. If we couldn't dream of a better place, I know that you will have this day, February 29th, leap year of all years, embedded in your memories forever. And please do share with your family, your friends, your future children and grandchildren. It's a great honor to be amongst you all. Thank you.
I would like to introduce the keynote speaker, President Pro Tem Kevin De Leon and Senate Republican Leader Gene Fuller.
Thank you very much, Ms. Johnson. I also want to welcome to our Senate floor the District Director, Ms. Monica Toro, as well as the supervisor, Ms. Maley Paley. Thank you so very much for bestowing us the honor to have this incredible United States citizenship ceremony here today. I also want to give a very special thank you and a shout out and recognition of the angelic voices from above. The Sacramento Children's Choir, you are incredible, and you brought a lot of tears to many of our members here on the Senate floor. I want to thank you very much, and I know that we're looking forward because they have another song for us, you know, really, really soon. Colleagues, United States Citizenship and Immigration Service officials, and our special guests here today are brand new US Americans as well as their parents. Today, we build on the great American tradition of welcoming immigrants to our national family. This is who we are and always have been, a nation of immigrants. The immigrant story is the American story, and nowhere is this story better told than right here in the great state of California. For we have two senators themselves who are immigrants from Vietnam and from Holland. Two wonderful members of this state legislative body whose dreams came true coming to this country and rising to the level of becoming an actual state senator of the seventh largest economy in the world. And we're very proud to have you, Senator Janet Nguyen and Senator Morlock, to be our senators here representing your respective districts. Just as our state is one of great beauty, it is of even more amazing geographical diversity. Our people in California present a wonderful mosaic of races, cultures, as well as religious beliefs. Our immigrant heritage has helped shape California and has made it into the seventh largest economy in the world. We are strong because of our rich diversity and because of our tradition of welcoming immigrants, not in spite of it. And to our young men and women here today, to the boys and girls, today I say to you, be proud, always be proud of your heritage, of your culture, of your language. These are not weaknesses. These are, in fact, strengths. You are as American now as anyone who was born here. And we're very, very proud to welcome you here. Be proud of your new nation. This is your new nation. For you are now citizens of the greatest country in the world. On behalf of this incredible group of state senators who have collectively welcomed you to this state legislative body, God bless you and God bless America. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Madam President, members and guests, I would like to welcome our special guests to the California State Senate floor. I am honored to join in this inspirational event and recognize all of you, fellow citizens now. What a bond. What a wonderful, wonderful place for all of us to be in this room today and to feel among ourselves the brotherhood and sisterhood that comes from being fellow countrymen and women. I look out and I see your smiling faces, and I'm touched that you chose not only to come to the United States of America, but also because the greatest state, California,
is your home, and you chose that. You chose California. Throughout our history, America has been blessed by vast contributions from people all over the world, and all of the members that you see here have names and legacies that come from countries that you have all come from. And as you reach out, you will find those names have a lot of similarities, but maybe it was just a few generations ago that they came. You will join the countless immigrants who legally earned their citizenship and work to pursue their American dream. There are many examples in our legislature, too, who are pro tem, just introduced, like yourself, succeeded to become naturalized citizens. And this, just to name two, is Senator Janet Wynn and Senator John Morlock, who went through the legal processes to become naturalized citizens, just as yourselves. And as an old educator, as an old teacher and superintendent, I find it always useful to point out those who are like you, that the young may follow the old and that the old may learn from the young, and maybe just that the seniors will remember. But they have both gone on to succeed in many areas, including serving in the state Senate. And additionally, Senator Nguyen is the first Vietnamese American in the country to be elected to a state's legislative Senate House. And she is the highest ranking Vietnamese American elected official in the United States. And so one of each of you may have that legacy for your country. While America faces many challenges today, we are a nation known for overcoming challenges. We remain a beacon of freedom and opportunity to the rest of the world. We value and allow all of us personal opportunity. It is my privilege for my colleagues and me to celebrate you earning your citizenship, and more broadly, that this is working to make America greater. I wish you all success. I hope all of the senators here will autograph your little programs for you and hand them to them. And with that, we thank you for being here today to enrich our vision of what American will be by your participation with us today. Thank you.
And now I would like to ask my colleague, Mellie Pelley, to come up and read the names of the young men and women who will receive their certificates today. And okay. And district director.
As I read your name, please come up to receive your certificate. Ronshal Rekha.
Thank you.
Rishmal Rekha. Twins. Joseph Yaput Liwag. Janelle Rogue Padilla. Chelsea Marie Rogue Padilla. Evelina Kononenko. Sebastian Yaramillo. Sebastian, Bethany Grace Knox. Jaskirat Singh Gill. Diego Aldo Paz Hurtado. Shina Abangan Yain. Jewel Brown. Yin Jin He. Zohaiba Nazakat. Ashish Pujal. Aishwarya Pujal. Nazari Vasilevich Gritsok. And last but not least, Wing Hei Justin Leong. Congratulations, everyone.
Congratulations to the families of our newest U.S. citizens, and I want to thank the Senate again for hosting this beautiful ceremony. And I would like to remind all of the children on the floor, please look your certificates over carefully, make sure they're correct, sign them when you get home. And you can and should make copies of them, okay? So congratulations to all of you, and I would like to turn this back to our representatives. Thank you. And back to Senator Mitchell.
Thank you very much. And as a parent, as many of us here on the floor, let's give a round of applause to the parents who witnessed their children becoming U.S. citizens today. We know that you are proud, as are we, as fellow Californians and fellow U.S. citizens. There's a book on each desk. I've been told by the sergeants that's for our newest U.S. citizens to take with you. Make sure that you get your program signed by the senators you were seated with. There'll be a cookie reception for you and your families in room 211 following the singing of America the Beautiful by, once again, Sacramento's Children Chorus. Our newest U.S. citizens will exit the chamber as the song is being sung. Please bless us with your beautiful singing. Again, Sacramento Children's Choir. Thank you very much, members, for participating, and today's ceremony is officially over. Thank you so much for coming.